The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Wednesday, wild Wednesday. Lots of things going on around the globe. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere, everywhere you look. I don't blame most people for being not very well informed. It's just too much information to synthesize, process, and really use discernment to come up with your version of reality. It's not easy, especially when you're being told what reality is nonstop by the Zionist-controlled, owned, operated media. They have no problem telling you what to think without even saying it in those words. That's what they do. William Gein, Wednesday, alipack.us. Hello, William. What's going on?
Well, let me know if I sound okay. I'm going to try to talk to you on my wireless handset with my new phone tonight, and today's big announcement is that we finally released phase two of our 2024 campaigns and elections thrust or strategy. We released a new website and collection of information titled Proof Non-Citizens and Illegals Are a Nationwide Threat to U.S. Elections. And the main news website can be found at noncitizenvoters.com. And I'm going to try to say noncitizenvoters.com several times during the course of tonight's discussion because I want people to visit that site. And I want people posting that link, please, everywhere you can, on online communities, social media, emails, websites. We need as many links in to noncitizenvoters.com as possible. Because a big thing has just happened. You know, we have been fighting at Alipack against illegal immigration since 2004. It'll be 20 years come September. But we started really pointing out the information that we were gathering and receiving about non-citizen and illegal alien voters in 2009.
Right.
And so we've been doing that for 15 years, but last week something unprecedented occurred, or at least appears to be occurring. Speaker Mike Johnson and the Republicans in the House announced towards the end of last week that they're considering legislation to crack down on non-citizen voters. And so we were like, whoa, that's, you know, never happened before. It took us 15 years to get to this point, and now Congress is at least saying they're going to do something. Well, over the weekend, while we were raising the funds to get ready to launch phase two, and thank you to everyone who donated at alipack.us/donations/ to help us raise the funds that we needed to be able to launch this phase two today to make this possible. The media that operates over the weekend, especially the Sunday papers, remember, Sunday papers are not what they used to be, but, you know, the old print media
cycle. They used
to
weigh about 5 pounds apiece.
Yeah. Well, and they would put their most important stories in the Sunday papers, and then you had the Sunday talk show. Sunday's still a big sort of special news day. And USA Today and all of them go into immediate anti-aircraft fire on this news. They go into immediate defense mode, Sam. And they didn't flat out deny that non-citizens are voting, because they know that they are. They said, just like they said, non-citizen voters is a very rare thing that's not even worth mentioning, and it's just these racist Republicans, just like people who are killed by illegals. Yes, illegals do kill some people, but very few. It's a rare thing. In fact, migrants commit less crime than American-born. I'm being facetious, folks. This is what they're telling everybody. And they said only evil white racists care about people killed by illegals or non-citizen voters because they're both not really that big of a deal. Well, we know it's a big a deal. We can prove it's a big of a deal. And the two new websites we've launched now, AmericansKilledByIllegals.org and NonCitizenVoters.com, tie into our databases that are being harvested by a couple of our volunteers. We don't have enough people working on this, but we're doing it as best we can. And we are giving everybody out there the tools you need to stick it back in their faces, okay? Between now and the 1st of November, we've got to get these two websites links in the hands of every single Republican lawmaker and candidate we can. Whether you're living in a remote part of Oregon near Jeff, or you're living in West Virginia, or you're living in Nevada, or even if you're in a deep blue state like Maryland or Maine, we need you to locate every single Republican candidate, incumbent and challenger alike, and get these links to them. They need noncitizenvoters.com, AmericansKilledByIllegals.org, and then if you want to go further with it, you can also follow the links into the archive sections where each report, and some of these reports, because I'm in there, you know, moving the bodies around to get them presented and displayed, some of these stories, it really weighs on you to read the descriptions of what happened to some of these people, okay? We're talking about women. Mm-hmm. One article I was moving today, it was like from way back in 2008, and I can't remember if I read it when it first came out or not, but a woman, you know, hired some company who sent over some illegal immigrant to pressure wash her back deck, and he decided to rape her and murder her and then use her phone to call her sister and talk pornographic trash to her on the phone. And
you saw that dumbass in the bank, right, trying to rob the bank with a language translation app on his cell phone. He didn't speak English. These people are scum of the earth.
Well, we've got it all tied up with a bow. And
give those two URLs again. Noncitizenvoters.com.
Correct. And AmericansKilledByIllegals.org. We need those and emails. We need them going to Republican candidates from dog catcher up to U.S. Senate. We need them being posted in online communities.
Now, you're running these sites in addition to everything else you do, right?
Well, I've got them set up to where when we move or post a new article into the AllyPack.us archive forum sections titled non-citizen and illegal migrant voters. Now, don't get mad at me because I call them migrants. Every time I use a term for illegal aliens, be like, you should call them horse swagglers and illegal aliens and invaders and all this stuff. And, you know, I could call it. The reason we called it non-citizen voters and illegal migrants is, one, we're co-opting the word migrant. We're taking it away. They want to say these are migrants, migrants, migrants. Well, you know what? These migrants are raping and killing people all over the place and invading the country and rigging elections. So, yeah, we're going to use the word migrant, because people are going to search on that. People are going to understand that, and it's going to bring the conversation back. So we choose the language strategically, and we completely respect whatever you want to call illegal alien invaders and all that stuff. But the section is called non-citizen voters and illegal migrant voters at AllyPack. And anytime
is this on the home? Is this linked off of AllyPack.us right on the home page?
Yeah, if you go to AllyPack.us and you look down the front page, which we call the main form index. This is section, you got announcements, campaigns. The Americans Killed by Illegals is the third section, and the non-citizen and illegal migrant voters is the fourth section. But anytime we post or move a new article into that section, it's going to appear in what's called the RSS feed over at noncitizenvoters.com. Right. So if you're over at noncitizenvoters.com and you're like, huh, what's this here? DHS Secretary Mayorkas reveals no measures in place to block illegal immigrants from voting. April 6, posted by Scott in Florida, 2024. Oh, let me click on that. And it takes you to the Alipac site. So these new websites are designed to put a spotlight on the part of the archives that we're assembling in a hierarchical fashion. And there's counters. If you want to keep it, if you want to help out and spread these around, there's old-school counters. People used to, a long time ago, back in the late 90s and early 2000s, you probably remember, Jeff, you have a website that had a counter on it. It's sort of old-school.
Yeah.
But the AmericansKilledByIllegals.org it's got only low numbers so far, 1,136 visitors. And the
I'm
new
gonna
one
put
I just
it
closed.
Under your name. I'll put both of them under your name and guests. That'll help.
Well, the goal is to get those counters at the bottom of the home pages on these sites as high as possible by Election Day.
Right.
And to get them in the hands of as many people as possible. And then if you want to click on the actual articles and read the detailed articles or explore inside the Alipac archives, there's a little share this feature that whether you're using a desktop, laptop, cell phone, iPad, what other devices people use? Those are the major ones. You can just look at this and touch a button and post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter, put it into an email, print a hard copy, send it as a message, put it on LinkedIn, put it on Reddit. We got these little buttons just to make it real, real easy for you to share this.
Right.
Any way you want. And you need it, because I haven't put this out yet, Jeff, but probably Friday morning, maybe tomorrow night or Friday morning, when we posted some stuff recently about non-citizen voters and Americans killed by illegals, the left, or their little bots, and some of these people I think may actually be left-wing issue people, but some of these people I think are paid AstroTurf. I think these are paid college students, paid workers that are paid to man these Facebook and Twitter accounts and attack anybody like us that says these things. I'm gonna take some of their comments, and I'm going to put them in an email and share them and have them for the next show, because these comments will enrage people. But what you got to learn how to do is you got to take these website addresses and you got to take these article links and you got to take what they say and what they prove and go stick them in these faces. Now, you're not going to change the mind of some troll that's being paid to find any conversation they can about Americans killed by illegals and then tell everybody that only racists care about this and there's nothing really to see here, folks. You got to worry about the people who see the exchange and they're like, oh, God. Well, he's saying that it's not really a problem, and I don't want to get called a racist and have them go after it. Look at these vicious people. They're dangerous. They're angry. They're aggressive. I don't want to deal with them. Somebody else pops in. Hey, look at all these people killed by illegals. You're a lying piece of crap. You know, boom, fight them. If there's an exchange going on Facebook, Twitter, or in the comments underneath an article, or in the comments underneath a YouTube, engage these people and hit them with the facts. Clip pieces out of what we say and stick it back in them. Learn how to fight. There's a reason that the left and these billionaires are paying to have these people do this stuff, Joe. They're manipulating opinions and they're manipulating the elections and cyberspace by having these paid armies of people going around doing this. And we need unpaid people who care about the country fighting back to do this. And if you really can't commit much time, at least get in the game between now and the 1st of November. There's a chance that all these illegal alien voters are going to run away with the elections, and this is going to be it. And the door, the final nail goes in the coffin on all of us.
Oh, they're going to weld it shut.
The fact that we've got Congress talking about doing something.
Yeah.
How fast can we get noncitizenvoters.com and Alipac's press release from today into emails in D.C.? Well, we emailed the press release to the contacts we have in D.C. today. We did that. We've been going up there every year we can to collect these emails and to build them up. But how many people out there can we get to start calling offices tomorrow and saying, hey, yeah, this is press release. I want to make sure you guys have seen it. It's got these links in it. You know, I want you to see, because I heard Congress is considering a legislation to stop non-citizen voters, and I know that you've got reporters calling you and saying, yes, may I speak with Representative Desjarlais, please? Yes, I heard that you were going to co-sponsor a bill about non-citizen voters, and, well, according to some stupid man over at this Institute of blah, 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 he says that it's already illegal for them to vote. That's the main thing is, why are you going to do a new bill? It's already illegal, and they're not voting. But, see, Mayorkas, and that's when they were cornered, when they were questioning him in the House, that's what he said. That's the top article on news site. Let me read you exactly what this turkey said. This turkey, they were...
he's far worse than a turkey.
Well, they were pressuring him on, you know, they were pressuring him about non-citizen voters. And he did the exact left talking point. Just so happens that Mayorkas was in perfect flying formation with these online trolls that we're fighting, and he said that, oh, well, you know, you don't need to worry about that because it's already illegal for illegals to vote. And then Representative, what's
this
his name?
This is really it's lunacy what's going on. Go ahead.
Well,
don't
Representative
worry, it's already
Bishop.
Illegal. Don't worry. It's already illegal.
You don't worry about it. It's already illegal, whatnot. So Representative Bishop pushed a little bit further in the hearing and said, ask Mayorkas what specific measures the Department of Homeland Security is taking to ensure that non-citizens do not participate in elections unlawfully. And Mayorkas admitted, quote, he says, quote, I believe that it is state and local election officials that monitor the eligibility of individuals. We do not oversee the election enrollment process. So he admitted DHS does nothing to screen these. But here's the thing. You can't really tell if somebody is a citizen or not unless you have access to the federal databases controlled by the Social Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security and the immigration offices. If you can't access those, you can't prove anything.
Yeah. Cutesy little tricks, huh?
All there is a box. You check it and say you are a citizen, you're good to go. If you don't check the box...
I'm so ashamed of what's left of this country to even allow this. It shouldn't be discussed in a quasi-legitimate framework. It's not. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. We are being invaded. It's war. And yet no one will seem to react appropriately. It's very strange to watch.
I am very thankful and encouraged to have reached phase 2 of 3, possibly 4. We're thinking about adding, we have an old site for boycotting Bank of America from years back when Bank of America was giving home mortgages and credit cards to illegals. And it's out of shape and it needs to be revamped. But have you been catching all the articles about Bank of America discriminating against Christians and conservatives?
I've been seeing a few, not a whole lot, but I'd say 3-4. I don't know how many there are.
There's a couple headlines here, and I just had time to tweet the headlines. Let me read you a couple. John Eastman, who apparently represented Trump as an attorney, is speaking out because Bank of America and USAA Bank shut down his accounts for working with Trump. He got a hit-the-road-jack letter from them because he worked for the prior president. Then this other headline about, Bank of America accused of religious and political discrimination by debanking or refusing to service Trump supporters, Christian churches, and Republican-led states want answers, according to Daily Mail headline, April 16, 2024. So if we get enough support and enough people, our first three phases are the Americans killed by illegals, the non-citizen voters, and then phase 3, structuring that into full dispersal. We'd like to add a phase 4, if we can raise the funds to do it, to revamp the Boycott Bank of America website and set up something similar where our collection of information about Bank of America, because originally, like I said, these conservatives that they're debanking, they give home mortgages and credit cards to illegal aliens, but if you're a Christian or you voted for Trump, they're giving you the boot.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the feds come running along saying,
they're
hey,
actually
you
terminating your account, or are they just hassling you?
Oh, no. I mean, getting debanked is serious stuff. I remember when Truist did it to me in Alipac about 2 years ago, which used to be BB&T Bank, which we had been with.
I remember.
Yeah.
We went through
when
that
I, when I founded Alipac in 2004, I set up our bank account at BB&T because it was a North Carolina-based bank that I had had an account with since I was like 9 years old. And then they merged with SunTrust or whatever to become Truist. And within 2 weeks, I'm reading this bad newsletter telling me I got 30 days to get my funds and go. And
wow.
Don't ask questions.
Wow.
What's happening is Bank of America is doing that. Second largest bank in the country. Second largest bank who came out short on their earnings report the other day, and also next to J.P. Morgan is the most exposed to this crash going on in corporate real estate. Commercial real estate is
commercial
crashing.
Commercial real estate, it's all dying, yes.
Yes. And the two biggest banks with exposure to commercial real estate are J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, and their stock's in trouble, and they're in trouble along next to the woke companies like Disney and Starbucks and these other woke, get woke, go broke companies.
I don't even want to hear. It's so sad about what has happened to Disney. I watched the whole thing. You all did. It's terrible. Walt Disney was a superb human being. It's sickening.
Well, apparently all the new Star Wars movies that they messed up, they weren't able to raise back but half of the $4 billion they paid Lucas for the Star Wars franchise. Disney is hemorrhaging money. They're trying to act like everything's normal.
They lost almost $1 billion last year on all their woke films. Didn't work. That's good.
Well, we're not, you know, people don't want to take their kids down to the LGBTQ mouse.
Can't imagine why they wouldn't. No.
So
those people running Disney are satanically evil. Period. End of story. All right, hold on just a minute. We'll take a little break here. William is on a roll. We all are on a roll. And Alipac.us is our only viable platform to really make noise and cause things to happen in terms of a pack. It's the best ever. So think about it. Always keep that in mind. All right, we'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with William Gein, Alipac.us, and onward. Let's go.
We got a new story breaking out of North Carolina. I sent Jeff the original report that broke out from the Carolina Journal, which is a local publication run by the, I believe, the John Locke Foundation.
Right.
And that reports on a kid named Christian McGee. And I think Christian, he looks like, from his pictures, he's about 16 years old, looks like a bright kid, curly hair, holding the keys to the car in his pictures and looking like he's happy to be a new driver. And he goes to, well, he was going to high school in a place called Davidson County, which is over in the central, well, Piedmont part of the state near Charlotte. And he came to our attention because the Carolina Journal broke a story which went globally viral today by appearing on what's left of the Drudge Report, Daily Mail. Daily Mail picked up the story from a North Carolina publication. And people need to understand, if you hear a story like this at all, you need to count your blessings. I run into people all the time and say, you know, hey, you sent me that little article and stuff, you know, they only had half the story, it hadn't really been researched out. And I'm like, man, are you kidding me? You're lucky you know it happened at all.
Yeah, true.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. You didn't have the buffet of information that you wanted. Oh, you felt like for it to be verified and worth talking to you about, that it needed to be in all the newspapers around you for you to select and pick and choose which information source. You know, oh, I'm so picky about my information, Jeff. I prefer to get it from five different places. If it involves illegal immigrants or illegal immigrant supporters abusing people or harming Americans in any way, you're lucky to know about it at all. So hats off to the Carolina Journal for breaking the story about Christian McGee, that's M-C-G-H-E-E, two E's. His name's almost like Gein, except it's got no N on it. But it's got the M-C, the Scotch-Irish thing going on.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
According to Christian McGee's mother, he was in class, and he asked the teacher a question because they were having some discussion that involved the word alien. And Christian McGee wanted to know if the instructor meant alien as in an alien from outer space or alien as in an illegal alien, a person without documents or whatever. At which point, a Hispanic student threatened Christian with violence. And the teacher called in the administration. Yeah. Who ruled that Christian McGee had violated the school's policy against racism, and they suspended the boy for 3 days. And now his high school transcripts have this violation on there for violating the racism policy of the school. And so his chances of getting into a college or getting employment, his employment and educational opportunities have decreased significantly. Now, what should have happened is that the kid that threatened Chris McGee should have been expelled or kicked out of the school. And the administrator that tried to put anything on his transcript or expel Christian McGee needs to put on administrative leave and fired. The only problem we may have in doing that is that we still have a slimy Democratic governor named Roy Cooper here. And obviously some of the public school systems are eat up with socialists. Now, right. You and I, we know that part of the reason Christian McGee's in trouble is because he's a white male, and there's a lot of anti-white racism out there, so he's automatically assumed to be guilty. Yep. And there's a state senator or two that might be moving on this case to try to get something done. But, you know, Jeff, it's not – illegal alien is the official term in the U.S. law code by Congress, and – it shouldn't be inappropriate for a kid in school to ask any question with almost any language and to use the term illegal alien. That's certainly not illegal. Threatening somebody with violence, that is illegal. Being in the country undocumented, that is illegal. Saying something or writing something or making a false claim about somebody that is defamatory and hurts them and causes them emotional distress or possible economic or educational harm, well, that is illegal. So what the school has done, what that other kid in class did, and he, you know, whether he's an undocumented, maybe he felt like threatening the white kid because he's undocumented or somebody in his family is, they're all on the side of crime. They're Democrats, all on the side of crime. That kid asked a legitimate question, and now his future is in doubt.
Unreal.
And he's kicked out of school.
If you don't believe in Satan and evil by now, dear friends, wherever you are, you've missed the boat. It's clear and present. It's right here. You see it every day. Evil.
Well, we got quite a few listeners in North Carolina. If you're one of the North Carolina listeners of this show, please take a moment tomorrow to go find the contact information for your state representative and your state senator at ncleg.net. Yes, it's NCLEG, North Carolina Legislature. It's ncleg.net. And go there and use their little tools on the website. And you know, hopefully everybody on the show already knows who your state house and state senator rep is. But contact them.
You'd hope.
Email them and tell them that you want the legislature to intervene in the case of Christian McGee out of Davidson County because that young man needs his good name restored. And we actually have enough Republican voters in the North Carolina House and Senate. We have a veto-proof majority now. And which means if Roy Cooper comes out and tries to veto a bill saying that they have to let the kid back in school and clear his transcript, you know, we have a veto-proof majority. So people all across the country in North Carolina are reading this because the article, you know, the news has gone viral.
Yeah. I had it up. I posted it around 11 o'clock Pacific time this morning. We had it up there.
Well, I'll send you the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail article has a lot more pictures of Christian and his family and, like, celebrating a birthday around a cake. And, I mean, you know, this is an intact Caucasian nuclear family with a kid in a public school.
Right.
And it represents so much of the fear, because it's fear-inducing. Anybody that sees this is like, oh, my God, this could happen to my kid.
Yep.
This could be anybody's kid that's in there with these socialist vipers.
Right. There are many, many good Christian kids and non-Christian kids who have committed suicide in middle school, high school, from bullying. You know this. It's horrible. Children are not... They're not what they used to be. Many of them are fine. Many of them are not fine. And that's a fact.
Well, I encourage you, I'm going to send you this link. I've got it at the top of the general discussion areas at Alipack. I haven't put it out to the email list because I just, you know, had to stay focused on the Phase 2 launch. But it's a very important story, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share information about it here. And I know that some people have been doing great things with the links to the audio of this show and spreading it out there and getting it into new places and new eyes and ears. And that's so wonderful. I'm so thankful for the people that are doing that. And then I'll send this over to Jeff right now. And JR for Jeff. And like I said, this is, you know, the Carolina Journal, like I said, is a local North Carolina publication that broke the story. We're very thankful for it. But the Daily Mail is one of the most read newspapers online, I would say. I mean, you know, and one of the things that's weird about the Daily Mail, I know they're probably a bunch of biased leftists as the rest, but so often they report on stories about things happening in the U.S. that you're not getting from the American media. You almost have to go outside of the U.S. to find out what's going on.
The British press covers America probably arguably better than American media.
I agree. And it's a further shame.
It's a disgrace. Oh, it's horrible. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than nothing at all.
Well,
I can't tell you how many Daily Mail articles I've read and said, whoa, that happened where? North Carolina.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, there are people in North Carolina tonight who are learning about something that happened right in the center of this state, not from the Charlotte Observer, not from the Raleigh News and Observer, not from any of the local TV stations or the Associated Press, but the Daily Mail.
All true. And really pathetic when you think about it. We've been sold out by everything, all the power matrices, be it government, media, it doesn't matter. Local government, many or most have sold us out. They're not representing us. And it's all censored. You won't hear it. William is right. You have to go to the UK press to find out what the hell's going on here. RT is another one. It happens there often. No, shameful control everywhere in this country. Shameful.
I haven't seen the Russian Times around lately. Are they still pumping?
RT?
Yeah,
they're still there.
Now, the Epoch Times, I see them, and I try to support those guys.
The Epoch Times, they're out of Taiwan, and they're good. I have no problem with them, except they threw up a paywall. Don't like that. But they're good. All right, so what's next? Now, you mentioned we've gotten through two of these remarkable, right, monumental, actually, reformatting of your digital world at Alipack.us, and there's still two more? One more at least? You want to give us a little thumbnail sketch of what that next one is?
Well, hold on, I'll tell you. Let me just double-check something here to make sure I'm speaking accurately. We've spent a lot of time, money, and energy on the Alipack.us website, and something that wasn't, I can't say what all it means just yet, but a lot of our pages have been de-indexed, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
And if we do post something new that shows up on Google, it usually takes a long time. Well, today, we put out the press release about the new website, and I checked right before coming on the show, and it was indexed by Google. I went and searched on the title, in quotes, on Google,
right,
of the release, the top post or most recent post in our announcements that went up. Let's see here. We posted this at 11:13 a.m. today, And by 8 p.m., within 9 hours, this was up on Google. And that hasn't been happening for us, so maybe there's some changes. I searched on, quote, proof non-citizens and illegals are a nationwide threat to U.S. elections, end quote. And it's probably buried down several pages, probably a very low visibility, but the fact that it was on Google at all was encouraging.
Yeah, that's something, that's for sure.
And we're using a little bit of money to run some ads on Twitter and Facebook to elevate this. If you're one of the people that enjoys our Facebook page or enjoys our Twitter, just remember that anytime you see something from us, unless you've gone in and clicked the highest level of interest on our page, which we do encourage you to do, find William Gein of Alipac on Facebook, find Alipac William Gein on Twitter, and click on the little icon that you need to hear our information first. That really helps us out a lot. But otherwise, if you're seeing us and you're making comments, which we appreciate, it's because we paid to boost it. If we don't, especially on Facebook, I mean, or Twitter, if we don't pay to boost the content, you know, 20, 50 people might see it. But a little bit of ad money, five or
how
10 bucks here and there.
How much does it cost to raise the exposure? How much?
Well, you can do whatever you want. The software set up where you can spend $5 a day, $10 a day, $20 a day. You can target it towards your own page members or other communities and type stuff. But, you know, it's very common for me to put about 20, 30 bucks behind an important release like today because so many people see it, react to it, comment, and share it, which brings it to larger audiences. So we get a pretty big bang for our buck, although the Twitter people are still blocking about half of our promoted ads. Facebook, I got to give credit.
First Amendment, Elon is not helping you to the best of his ability?
Well, you know, there's still a bunch of people in his company that don't like what we do. And so not everything gets to run. And over at Facebook, you get a bunch of people who are real people because you see their comments. But Facebook has gotten in some trouble of late, and there's some court cases circulating. It's hard to tell, Jeff. I mean, you don't really – whenever you pay any of these companies to promote something, whether it's YouTube, whatever else, and you get clicks and you get numbers, and that makes you look better and that makes you feel better, and maybe that helps you reach some new audiences. But you don't know how much of it's real at all.
You don't know
how many people really listen to your song or your video versus
well,
bots.
They have these click – what do they call them? Click Farms or something. I can't remember the name. And they actually have huge room full of people dialing up or typing up URLs to increase the visible click rate to make it look like you're getting thousands more visits.
They had a bunch of those in Ukraine.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you can buy about anything like that online. If you want to manipulate an online poll and hire a firm to use people or programs to cast votes in some type of online website poll, it's out there. I found out about that when one of my North Carolina favorite barbecue places was in a national competition where people could vote online, and some group started using some type of boiler room, pay room out of India or the Philippines to rig the vote.
I want to hear more about your favorite barbecue restaurant.
Well, there's a bunch of them. North Carolina's got great barbecue, Jeff.
I believe you. Tell me what your favorite is when you go into your favorite place. What do you take on the table? What do you want served up to you?
A lot of people like their barbecue chopped, and the most common way to get it is chopped, but I like sliced barbecue.
Chopped?
Sort of like minced.
They dice it up. Huh. I didn't know that.
Now, I just got a text that I'm going to try to search on here. Fox News, mouse urine? What? What is this? Rat urine.
Yeah, I ran that yesterday.
Oh, is it a day
old? New York City's got a rat urine problem. It's probably an invasive
flu-like illness. Oh, my goodness. Human infections. What is it, leptospiridium?
I don't remember. I ran the story.
New York Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. I didn't know New York had a Department of Mental Hygiene. How avant-garde. They've released a health advisory after multiple cases of, I called it leptospirosis.
Yeah.
Dr. William in the house. I'm not a doctor. I just slept in a Holiday Inn Express last night. Leptospiridium, an infection associated with exposure to rat urine.
You need to take a black light into the next hotel room you go to and check it out.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, Jeff.
You won't get much sleep.
There were 24 cases of lepto in 2023. Yeah. Yeah, if you've got anything stored, anything in cans or bottles or in the garage or attic or any place where little mice or big rats or anything can get around it, you got to be careful about leptospiridium. Leptospiridium is in people's yards where people's pets run around and stuff like that. Any place there are rodents urinating. Oh, wow. And apparently there were 6 deaths caused by leptospirosis between 2001 and 2023 in New York. So
we're on the doorstep of all cholera, all kinds of things, with the number of homeless people, the bacterial count on the sidewalks, in the streets, in the air, in major urban areas. Oh, we're right on the edge. And a lot of these people, I think it's 20% of the invaders coming in here now from Latin America have TB. 20%. Now, it may be latent. It doesn't have to be raging active, but they've got it. They've been exposed, and they're carrying it. And it could go fully active anytime. 20%. Now, these kids are in school with your kids, okay? And they're carrying TB. That's just one thing. This is a bio. These invaders are biological weapons. Don't forget it. That's what they are, among other things.
Well, here's a headline, just 13 hours old, from the Daily Mail we were just discussing. Fury as U.S. and Chinese lab creating deadly viruses is revealed. According, lawmakers are demanding answers after it was revealed the United States is sending taxpayer dollars to a Chinese army lab to make bird flu viruses more dangerous to people. 18 members of Congress are demanding answers from the Department of Agriculture, USDA, about the project, which was first revealed by DailyMail.com. So we're so compromised in the United States that we're sending tax money resources to our enemies in China to make bird flu bioweapons better to kill us with.
I've been saying this for 4 years. Don't forget also that we're using, the O'Biden Bolshevik Zionist Communist Jewish regime is using tax dollars to fly these invaders directly into U.S., in the heart of America, into small and medium cities late at night, and then installing them right in those little cities and towns. This is highest treason, and no one will call it what it is.
Well, the illegal migrants marched on City Hall in New York because they're losing their posh lodging, and I'll tell you what my call is on that.
They want to go back to the Roosevelt Hotel.
No, the cities like Chicago and New York want the new arrivals to leave the cities because it's election time. They don't need more voters in New York, Democrat voters in New York. They don't need more Democrat voters in L.A. They don't need more Democrat voters in Chicago. They need more Democrat voters spread out in the swing states and swing districts outside the areas that Democrats already have permanent blue control. Okay. You ever notice how after Democrats take over a place like a city like L.A. or something like that, no one else is ever going to get elected in there but their people? Well, they want that for the whole country, and these illegals are here to make it happen because the illegals are going to be told if they don't register to vote and vote for the straight Democratic Party ticket, they're going to get deported back to Crotch Rot Jungle by Trump or hurt by the gangs that brought them here. So they're going to use these illegal non-citizen voters.
Jungle. I have not heard that before.
Well, how many of these people came here out of the jungles of South America and had all sorts of ailments cured.
Well, I've been saying that. They're bioweapons.
Well, whether they're weapons or not, they went into our hospitals and emergency rooms and got treated for whatever it was they had.
I know.
And so right now the Democrats...
The country's being destroyed, William. This is all you have to look at. It's being destroyed.
Democrats
we're paying for our own demise. Paying for it. Highest treason. No other way to look at it. Go ahead.
The Democrats want to show the illegals that they can break any and all laws without worry of fear of punishment, detection, and or justice. Because they want, when it comes election time in the next couple months, and they're asked to break a law again by filling out a registration form and then casting a ballot for the straight Democratic Party ticket through the mail or through another means, they won't have any hesitancy after being shown that they can assault police officers, rape and beat women, and rape children and be released back onto U.S. streets, as we have documentably witnessed in the last few months.
I think we should just revisit very quickly. This North Carolina high school student, 16-year-old kid, suspended from school for saying illegal alien in class. Christian McGee, this is really, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't think America can be awakened in the numbers necessary to really oppose this. I just don't. I wish I could say otherwise. That's my personal feeling. But without William Gein, without AllyPack.us, what the hell do we have? None of these organizations are doing anything. None of the other apparent organizations opposing invader assaults on America are doing anything like William is doing. None of them. I'll leave it at that. But this kid, this is coming. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the school board, that the high school administration at the highest levels are communist. They are corrupt. They are evil. This kid, First Amendment, what he'll, like you said, he'll never forget this. Never. Unbelievable. Good job. Keep it up. Be safe.
See you next week.
Okay,
take
William.
Care.
Good night. And we will be right back. Hold on.